Today's a big day at Valley Ranch. The Cowboys are expected to place the franchise tag on Dez Bryant. And here to talk about that and more with us is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
You got me.
We got you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to you and good morning to your co-host and good morning to Cowboy fans.
Well, is this a good morning? Are you okay with
it? Well, it is. I am okay with it. And I do want to start off saying, let's be clear about one thing. If anyone deserves the true franchise tag, it's me. I am the franchise. And I have been since 1989.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that for business purposes, and I do, that we have to give it to Dez at this time. Now, I know that that Dez may be upset. In fact, I hear that Dez is throwing his signing party at Walmart parking lot. That's how upset he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm his mama, I'm not coming within throwing distance of him for the next 12 months. But,
hey.
But he's got to understand that this is what's best for the Cowboys. It's what's best for him at this time. It's best for me as I get to funnel some money into my bathroom stripper hush money fund.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. But it's good for everyone involved. And so we look forward to moving forward and getting this Cowboy team back in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you can see why Dez would be ticked because he's been really productive, especially last year, and he feels like he should have, you know, a long-term deal and a lot of guaranteed money.
Look, I don't give a damn about Dez. I'm sorry, I take that back. What you drinking?
Well, water right now. It's 8:40 in the morning.
Look, paying these guys is almost costing me as much as Gene's stupid junkyard artwork. Which some of that stuff is so stupid. Have y'all seen some of that art?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you, the only piece of art that she got that I like is that sky mirror. I like Sky Mirror, but that's only because I can pray to Sky Mirror and then the devil grants me some wishes. Matter of fact, I wished for a new face back in 1998, and Sky Mirror granted it to me retroactively.
I was going to say, that timeline doesn't really match up.
That's right. Hey, on a personal note, can I give a personal note?
Sure.
My scrot looks like a bleached raisin.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well.
Can I do another personal note?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sorry to see you lose another gig, Giorgio.
Yeah, I don't know if I lost it so much as I just decided on my own.
Well, I know that I fired you from the last one, and now North Texas is firing you from this one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Did North Texas call you personally like I did to do the firing?
They didn't fire me.
See, that shows you I'm classier. I call you when you get fired.
You did call me, and you said we were still friends.
We are still friends. What you drinking?
Water.
Well, come on. Somebody's got to drink whiskey with me this morning. Sure the hell ain't going to be Dez. He won't get around me now.
Well, maybe not.
I want to give you a little inside info.
Okay.
I didn't get to spend as much time on the Dezzy deal as I want to.
Yeah.
The Desi deal.
I had to outsource it to Steven, so he pretty much took care of it.
Mm.
But I was just too busy this weekend to work on it.
What were you doing?
Oh, I had to run Jerry Jr. around all over town this weekend.
Isn't he 50?
He had his gymnastics class on Saturday. He had a sleepover in South Lake on Friday.
Mm.
He had a Mommy and Me music class on Sunday that Gene couldn't go to, so I had to take him.
With all the other moms?
Yeah, all the other moms. You don't think I stuck out like a sore thumb?
I don't guess.
I look like a scrot bleached raisin in
there. All right.
And then, of course, he had Little Jim about 3 days in a row.
Little Jim?
Yeah. And he messed himself at North Park, too. So once again, it was up on the Koala Station for a changing. So, congrats to Steven for getting this Desi deal done.
Well,
of course, he was just going to slap the franchise tax on him. We could have done that a while back.
Yeah. Well, I guess today's the first day you can make it official.
That's right. That's right. The first day it's official.
Right.
But I have to tell you, it was only decided late last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that was through a drunken phone call that I made to Steven, threatening him with his life if he didn't slap the franchise tag on him.
So you are orchestrating it.
Well, ultimately, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end, I did there. I don't really remember it, but security camera footage shows me making the call.
That doesn't sound like any way to do business when you're talking about tens of millions of dollars.
But it's the way I do business, Giorgio. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you.
There he goes with the latest, the owner and GM of the Cowboys. Is he drinking this morning?
Sounded like it. Sounded like he was drinking hard.